It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, let's get to the weekend, Katie. The only thing standing in our way is another second date update.
And we're riding high currently.
Oh, we had a second date yesterday. How did I space on that?
Because it doesn't happen very often.
Karaoke jams and everything else. Amber, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I love your show.
We love you.
Yes. I really like listening to you guys in the mornings when I'm doing laps. And I've called in for the birthday game before, but I never thought I would get on this portion of the show. So here I am. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you for playing the birthday game. We always love meeting our contestants
for that. It's funny that you are excited about being on this portion of the show.
Well, occasionally it works, right? Yesterday
it worked. That's true.
Right? So what's going on?
I met this guy on an app, a dating app, and his bio was sweet and funny, and our conversations really flowed, like, through the chat. So we decided to meet up for a date, and it was amazing. We went to the aquarium, and he was just as sweet and funny and kind in person. We had some common interests, and just the conversation, just, it never ran dry. Like, I never felt that awkward silence that first dates usually have.
God, that's amazing. Like, yeah. That's always good. If you can not have awkward silence with someone that you're going out with first time, I mean, that's nice. So what went wrong?
I don't know. I've been ghosted. I don't understand it. I just want to know what happened, and I'm ready to find out what happened. So
okay.
That's why I reached out.
All right, so we got no clue. That's fine. That's why we're going to call Jimmy. We're going to talk to him, see what's going on. We're going to do that at 7:25.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we heard from Amber. Amber went out with a guy named Jimmy, went to the aquarium, had a really nice time.
Right.
A lot of great conversation, a lot of common interests, but no callback. So she's confused. That's what this segment's all about. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it with Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, are you there? Hello?
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy, it's Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Jimmy, we're doing great. We just wanted to reach out to you today because we have a second date package on the line. We want to give you this thing. You get to build your perfect date. You just have to go out with someone that you've already seen once. We pick this person. So do you remember going out with Amber?
Guys, I can't go out with that freak again. I can't do that.
Freak? Called her a freak. What happened?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm at work. I can't get into this right now.
Okay.
Is there any way you could, like, step outside or, you know, maybe put us on hold or something? Call us back?
Maybe take a break.
Yeah. No. Hang on a minute.
Okay. Is he, like, okay. Are we on hold? How has this not happened before?
I know. That's really interesting. Amber, I guess just hang on. It's not sounding great.
Did he call me a freak? Like, we didn't do anything.
I mean,
I don't know that he meant that kind of freak.
He could have.
He doesn't know me like that.
Hey, is she on the phone?
Oh, Jimmy's back.
Oh. Yeah,
okay.
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah, she's on the phone. She wanted to know why you hadn't called back, because she thought it was a pretty good first date.
I haven't called her back because she thinks she's a freaking mermaid.
What?
Wait, you know what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah, she's got a tail. She's got all of, like, the tail and scales, man. She got it all.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what? I actually have four.
Get out.
I'm sad to hear that you're so close-minded on this. Like, mermaiding is a really beautiful thing. It's all over the news this week.
Yes!
Like,
you've seen this?
I must have missed it because it's not... Not exactly the biggest story out there, if you're actually reading the news.
And that's precisely why I need this little escape. Like, it's not weird. I like to swim, and I like to dress up. I get to be someone else for a bit, and I don't know. Who doesn't want that? What little girl didn't dream of being a mermaid?
Okay, but, like, that's the thing. You're not a little girl. You're not 7 years old. Guys, I'm sorry. I have to get back to work. I'm not... interested in whatever this is. I like your show, though, guys.
Hey, no, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Have a good Friday, okay?
All right. I gotta go. All right.
Man, I'm sorry about that.
So mermaiding, Amber.
You're mermaiding. Like, for real? You have four tails, and then what do? You just get in and...
Yeah, it's like cosplay, but you get to pretend to be a mermaid. I think it's really fun.
Have you ever been told that this is a weird
hobby?
Pastime before?
Some people have thought it was odd, but didn't totally understand it, but nobody was like, you're a freak. Like,
yeah, that was
a little harsh. Are there mermaid communities out there that you can be a part of and find other merfolk like you?
Yeah, we do, actually. They're called pods.
There's a name.
Of course.
I'm loving this. I just read about this.
This is so... I don't know what to
say.
It's
cool to be talking to a mermaid in the flesh. They have conventions. Mercons.
Oh my gosh. I hope so.
Oh my goodness. Well, look.
Maybe it was too early on to share that information.
Yeah, maybe
Amber,
wait.
So yeah, perhaps sit on that until at least a tale for every date.
Exactly.
Wait.
Yeah. Maybe the second or third trip to the pool. That's when you bring out the mer tales.
The heavy.
Actual mermaid.
Yeah. All right. Well,
maybe.
Sorry, Amber. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show, Amber. I wish this would have worked out for you.
I wish he could have been part of your world. See ya, Amber.
We'll talk to you later, Amber. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you.